Welcome to Felon, True Crime Podcast. In this, our seventh episode, we continue to explore the realm of social media and dating apps and the potential risks associated with their use, in particular, to the young and vulnerable. I notice to all listeners that there will be adult themes, graphic sexual language, and references to violence contained in this episode, so listener discretion is advised. The 18th of December, 2014. On a park bench in a quiet beachside reserve, two figures sit in the darkness, silhouetted by a faint glow of the moon filtering through an overcast night sky. The lights of a nearby bar can be seen in the distance. They assume they are alone. Their voices carry across the reserve. An awkward volley of small talk drifts into the surrounding darkness. Their interaction is soft, but this is enough of a distraction to mask the sound of rustling coming from the bushes behind the pair, enough to disguise the sound of footsteps on the grass approaching from behind. As soon as the faint, dim glow of a phone light appears behind them, it is too late. The man on the bench whips around to the source of the light behind them. The mystery man that has appeared out of the darkness then extends his arm. In his hand, he holds an object that strikes fear into the heart of the man who was once seated on the bench, but has now sprung to his feet. The object isn't a gun. It isn't a knife. The object is a camera, and it is focused squarely on him and the person who is sitting with him, a young girl who has informed him that she is 15. This is not the first time he's been caught with her, and this won't be the last time he seeks the company of underage girls. On the 19th of December, 2014, a home video containing disturbing footage of men seeking to engage in sexual activities with an underage female was posted to YouTube. On two separate occasions, two different men enter the home of the girl and show physical interest in her. Both men were informed that the girl was a 15-year-old prior to the meeting. Both men attempt to be intimate with her. On the 29th of December, 2014, another video was posted to the same YouTube channel in which a 42-year-old man is shown in the company of a girl he believes to be 15 years old. He has invited the girl for no strings attached fun. The two meet on a street near the man's home but are soon interrupted by the girl's concerned older brother and an altercation erupts. The 3rd of January, 2015. A third video is uploaded, continuing the story of the same man who had met up with the girl on the street. He has engaged in online chatting with the girl and is seeking another catch-up, despite being scolded by her brother the night before. The pair meet up and sit on a park bench in a beachside reserve. As they sit and chat, they are approached from behind by a man with a camera. All three men that have appeared in the footage have fallen victim to a disturbing social investigation titled The Tinder Experiment. The brainchild of a man who goes by the name of Blake. In what has been described as an Australian version of To Catch a Predator, the footage is raw and the audio is lo-fi. But we witness real interactions of men who think they are meeting with a 15-year-old girl. We caught up with Blake to discuss the project.
What we did was we created a fake Tinder profile of a 15-year-old girl just to kind of gauge the response we would get by putting her into an overage environment. So I had the initial idea, but what we needed was a girl to kind of take part. So I went on Facebook and just put the word out and asked if anyone had photos of themselves from when they were 15, which Imogen provided those of herself. And then we just kind of went on Tinder and saw what happened then. And once we knew that they wanted to meet up, that's when we decided to, you know, go a little bit further with it. And I asked her if she wanted to maybe come in person and be kind of bait in a way. It's probably not the best word for it. And she agreed with that. And we actually didn't think it was going to go that far. We thought we might just have her kind of standing at the door, and as soon as they got closed, we'd confront them. But she wanted to go the whole way and have them come in and interact, which was kind of cool. And it was showed us more of their character and all that.
Since its inception, the Tinder experiment has received a significant online buzz. The YouTube views for the videos have reached the millions. The experiment has also received a revival of media attention in Australia and worldwide over the past 2 weeks. This has been a response to the news that two of the men caught up in the experiment had been arrested, charged, and convicted of offences relating to inappropriate interactions with a minor. As part of the experiment, a group of university students organised by Blake secretly filmed men seeking physical intimacy with a girl known online as Imogen. Imogen's Tinder profile stated the following:
"Not actually 18. My age is set wrong on Facebook and I can't change it. Actually 15. If you ride motorbikes or make me laugh, then we can be friends."
Once the trap was set, the group waited.
You think there's always going to be people like that out there, but what really shocked us was the sheer amount of people that were like that. Especially on Tinder, like all the people we match with, we would message them and make sure that they understood that she was 15. And I thought most of them will turn away at that stage. The majority wanted to keep chatting, which I thought was a bit concerning.
Imogen posted a photo of herself with the following caption and waited for the response.
"Free house tonight. Brother is going out."
And so what happened is we matched with a bunch of guys and then they started conversations. And we saw where that led, and then someone wanted to meet up. So we arranged meets, we filmed it, and then we posted the results on YouTube. And that's kind of the whole experiment we did.
The following text-to-speech is taken from interactions that occurred in the form of instant messages from various men wanting to meet with Imogen.
"Nice eyes. Home alone?"
"Yeah, I am. What are you up to?"
"Nothing. Want some company? Let's meet tonight?"
"If you want to. You don't mind that I'm 15?
"Okay. Can I come to your place tonight?" 15 or 18?
15. Facebook won't let me change my age. I'm nearly 16 though.
"When are you 16? I think you might get me in trouble."
The trap was laid and the stage was set. The cameras rolled while they waited for Imogen's visitors to arrive. Tinder match number one, 31 years old.
"How are you?"
"I'm good. Cool,
thank you. Thank you. How was the drive?"
"Oh, I walked actually."
"Oh, did you? Walked
to work.
Oh, you walked?
Yeah, that's why it took me a while."
"Oh, where'd you walk from?"
The two sit on a couch in the lounge room, in full view of the cameras, initially just making small talk.
"Oh, thank you. I did it myself." "Yeah." "So, what are you going to do?"
"Not
much, I was just chilling by myself kind of thing. So, yeah."
After stroking Imogen's back for some time, the man leans in and attempts to kiss her.
No, I can't do that just yet.
Okay. You can play whatever it is.
Imogen rejects his advances.
"You can if you want."
And they continue to make small talk.
Somewhere. Yeah, there you go.
Trying to drive?
Blake, who is acting as Imogen's brother, storms in and interrupts the scene.
"What, Imi?
Yeah?
Did you not want to go?
Wasn't it at your girlfriend's house?
Hey, man, who are you? What's going on, man? Sorry, man, who are you? Man, what's going on, okay? What are you doing with my sister, man? She's 15.
The man, scared off by the confrontation, runs off into nearby bushes. Tinder match number two, 43 years old.
"How was the drive?"
"Yeah, it was easy."
Imogen sits on the couch with the man. Again, after some small talk. The man attempts to instigate intimacy.
"Whatever.
My hand."
He grabs Imogen's hand and draws it close to him.
"I don't know."
And pulls her closer on the couch.
"Whatever, I guess. I don't know."
He then asks Imogen to clarify her real age.
"I'll go get this. How old are you really?"
"I'm 15.
Yeah.
I get told that I look like I'm 18 a lot.
And?
Why?
Following this clarification, the man leans in and attempts to kiss her.
No, not kisses.
Fake kisses?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just a bit nervous about it all.
Oh,
don't.
Again, sorry. Blake enters to interrupt the pair.
Can I leave my wallet here?
Sorry?
Can I leave my wallet here? I can't find it.
I don't think so. I think you left it at the girlfriend's house. Well, have you checked it?
Alright. It's gone.
Hey. It's my brother, Blake.
Hey, Don.
What's up? I thought you...
This time the man sticks around a bit longer to be questioned by Blake.
What are you doing here, man?
Not much. You can go if you want.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's alright.
I'm sorry. I didn't expect that he was going to be showing up.
Yeah, no, that's alright. No problem. Don't cause trouble. So, all good. Okay. We're good.
What are you doing here, man? How old are you?
35.
You're fucking grey.
A screenshot of the man's Tinder profile reveals him to be 43.
I didn't know.
Why are you here? You know he's just 15, right?
No, I didn't, actually.
Does he know what you are?
I told him I was 15, but I got told that when I'm 18.
She told me when I sat down. She didn't tell me on the phone, I think.
I didn't think that you were going
to... Mate, I wasn't doing anything, so. Okay? Okay. Thanks.
The man moves quickly out the door. An earlier online conversation with Imogen reveals that he was well aware of her age prior to the meeting.
15 or 18?
15. Facebook won't let me change my age. I'm nearly 16 though.
When are you 16? I think you might get me in trouble.
The interest in Imogen on Tinder continues with a number of men wanting to plan a meeting with her. A man by the name of Tobias Kilsby contacts Imogen and sends her an invitation.
Would you like to have casual no strings attached fun? Text me anytime. Let's meet up and just go with the flow. Can't wait to kiss you. I have tomorrow off. I'm very good with my tongue, fingers and mouth.
Imogen agrees to a meeting. And she explains to the man that her brother will have to drop her off, but she will tell him that she is meeting with a school friend. Tobias Kilsby is waiting for Imogen out the front of his house. She is dropped off by her brother and makes contact with him. Blake does a U-turn in his car and pulls up to confront the pair.
Don't get mad.
What, bro?
Don't
get mad. What are you doing, mate?
Hey?
How fucking old are you? What the fuck's going on?
You mate?
Who the fuck are you, mate?
My friend of hers.
Friend of hers?
Yeah.
Do you know how old she is? Do you know how old she is?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Hey?
How old is she?
15.
And why are you hanging out with the 15-year-old?
Mate, we're just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yeah.
And that's normal? That's normal for you?
Mate, I've got no...
No what?
I've got no problems with you, mate.
No problems with me? The problem is that you've invited a 15-year-old girl around to your house. And I don't know how old you are, mate. You look at least 40. Even if you're above 18, that's illegal. What's your intention tonight?
Hey?
What are you intending to do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing, mate.
So she's just come around to watch some telly and just hang out, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. Are you lying to me?
I'm not lying to you.
If I catch you out right now...
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
I know.
Imogen, give me your phone.
Why?
Give me a phone. Can I read her messages?
Of course you can. Absolutely.
Tinder. Mum told you to delete this app.
I know, but...
What's your name?
Sorry?
What's your name?
Tobias. I'm being 100% honest with you, mate.
That's not what you've said here.
the fuck is wrong with you, mate?
Mate?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I've got nothing.
I just saw what you said to her.
What? Okay.
How is that anything to do with hanging out? Hanging out with no strings attached. It's not a thing, mate. So tell me what you're actually doing.
Sorry?
What are you actually doing? Because I'm going to call the cops if you don't just tell me what's going on.
There is no attention going on.
I got fucking messages right there of what you're doing. There's the proof. I know your address. I know your name now. There's photos of you on there.
Fine.
What's to stop me printing that all out, going over to school here, showing the principal tomorrow, just show her what's living over the road from it.
Mate, if you've got an issue with me, then okay. But look, I don't mean any.
You can't deny it, mate.
No,
the proof is right there.
She messaged me.
She messaged you first?
Yes.
She didn't actually, because I just scrolled up to the top. You initiated that.
Look, I've got no. Okay, I don't want to cause any problems or anything like that.
How old are you? Now's the time to be truthful. How old are you?
Hey.
How old are you? Talk to me. I'm not touching. Do not fucking touch me, mate.
I'm not touching you.
Don't go near me.
All right. We'll end it here, okay?
Right. You go inside.
Yeah.
You need to really watch what you're doing, mate.
I will.
You're very lucky right now that I'm keeping my cool.
Okay.
Go inside.
I appreciate that.
Go.
Okay.
Tobias retreats to his nearby home. Up until now, the men who have met with Imogen have been spooked by Blake's appearance and left in a hurry. This time, after his confrontation with Blake, who he believes is Imogen's protective brother, Tobias Kilsby would try his luck again. He would contact Imogen, who he still believes to be 15, replying to an invitation that she sends him.
He was mean. I really liked you. I hope maybe we could still arrange to meet privately.
A series of vulgar messages would be sent by Tobias to Imogen. Again, a language warning to listeners. But it does add weight and some insight to the type of man that Tobias is. Sending the following to a girl he still believes to be 15.
I can't wait to kiss you all over. But whatever happens between us has to stay private. It's illegal for me to be with someone your age. I could go to jail cause you are so young and fresh. Your pussy would be so tight and hot. Would you be willing to try new things with me? What is your breast size? Would you give me a blowjob? I want to taste your sweet wet pussy and admire how pink and sexy it is. As I tongue fuck your wet pussy. Give me a blowjob and let me lick at your wet tight pussy. Till you orgasm in my face. I'd love to lick at and fuck your juicy pussy. Are you shaved? Let me suck your hard nipples. Have you tried anal before? I had a girl try it on me once with her dildo. I actually quite liked it. We are very sensitive in that area. Been a while since I've had sex with a 15-year-old. I'm excited about it.
Following a series of Tobias's perverted messages, the pair arrange to meet in a beachside park and sit at a bench. While seated at the bench, the camera is unable to pick up any visuals, but the audio keeps rolling. Following some small talk and a brief discussion of the nature of the messages he had sent, Tobias attempts to kiss Imogen a number of times, but she rejects his advances, saying she is really nervous. Tobias then asks her how they are going to meet up again. Blake then makes his way from the bushes and creeps up behind the pair. Tobias turns around and sees that he's being filmed.
What are you doing, mate?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Don't fucking walk away.
I'm not walking away, buddy.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing, mate.
Bullshit, we were sitting there the whole time, mate.
I'm doing nothing.
You're doing nothing?
Yep.
Are you really?
I'm really doing nothing.
And you've never said anything bad to her?
No, I have not said anything bad to her.
Let's talk.
Hey.
Let me show you something. It's been a while since I've had a sex with a 15-year-old.
You wouldn't want this going to the cops, man.
You said that.
Knowing that he is in trouble a second time, Tobias attempts to make a quick exit.
It's not really goodbye because, you see, we're actually following you. And the fact is, we've got all this as evidence, and there's nothing you can do about it.
See you,
buddy. Well, you keep saying goodbye, but, you see, we're not actually leaving.
Am I not following you?
Do you mind not trying to fuck 15-year-olds?
Blake and a friend follow Tobias along a nearby street to a train station where he flees by escaping to a waiting train carriage. As mentioned in the introduction, this would not be the last time Tobias Kilsby would attempt to meet up with a minor. Blake forwarded the footage and Tobias Kilsby's known details to authorities, and they set up a sting of their own. A member of the JACET, which stands for the Joint Anti-Child Exploitation Team, made contact with Tobias and posed as a 13-year-old girl. Tobias again sent vulgar messages and arranged to meet up with this mystery girl. This time, it wasn't Blake and his team waiting for him. It was the police.
So he's fallen for it three times, which is a bit ridiculous, and it shows how, I guess, dim-witted he is. It shows a lot of lack of self-control, I think.
Tobias would not be the only one to be stung by a follow-up investigation. A further five names of men who made contact with Imogen were sent to police. As a result of this, a Nicholas Katsamas was brought to their attention. Katsamas sent a series of sexual messages to a covert officer acting as a 13-year-old and tried to arrange a meeting at a hotel. Again, when he arrived at this meeting, police were waiting.
We never thought it would lead to any kind of charges because at first the police called it tainted evidence. From there, they kind of took names and they ran their own operations. And in the end, they were using our videos in court just to back up what the evidence that they got themselves. So it was actually quite handy. I couldn't believe that, you know, two guys got charged. We never thought that would happen at first.
Nicholas Katsamas and Tobias Kilsby were both jailed for 2 years after sending sexually explicit messages and arranging to meet a 13-year-old girl. At the time, Nicholas Katsamas was 50 years old and he had three children, aged 13, 10, and 7. The story of Carly Ryan in episode 6 is one of many that has exposed the risk of interacting online with people who are strangers. Strangers potentially posing as anyone they like. In the case of Carly, the person she thought was an 18-year-old guitarist from Melbourne was an almost 50-year-old pedophile. A pedophile that would take her life. There is estimated to be over 5 million predators that surf the internet. There is a 50% chance that if your child is in a chat room designated for underage children, the stranger he or she is talking to is a sexual predator, logged in under a false identity. Surveys show that 1 in 5 kids will receive sexual advances while online, but less than 25% of them will inform a parent or adult. Approximately 5% of kids have been aggressively approached by a sexual predator.
First and foremost, it raised a lot of awareness about just online safety, and especially for people with kids, just to make sure that they're only talking to people that they know. If you don't know someone, don't tell them too much about yourself, because that's where you start to get put in danger, you know. The internet can be a pretty dangerous place, and you really need to think about your safety before you post anything, or because there are, you know, people like that out there who will prey on, you know, the innocent and the vulnerable.